Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Recently, one of our team almost walked straight through a large spider web. He stopped for a minute and took it all in. The web stretched from a tree by the fence to a plant 4 meters away, with a big square-edged bicycle wheel kind of shape right in the middle, which had a diameter of about a meter. It was truly an engineering marvel, knit by an insect no bigger than a 50-cent piece. Well, I hope it wasn't that big. I wouldn't want to walk into that. It's enough to blow the mind of the world's most famous engineers, like Othmar Oman, who was the engineer and designer of the Verrazano Narrows Bridge over the New York Harbour. Now, which at the time of completion in 1965, that was the longest single-span bridge in the world. I'm sure the spider would have quite some respect for Othmar, but deep down, quite aware that his spider web was structurally and creatively far superior. The tensile strength of spider silk, that is, the stress it can handle, is greater than the tensile strength of the equivalent weight of steel and has much greater elasticity. But enough of the engineering lessons for now. How can our minds comprehend how a spider can do that? Am I asking a stupid question? Well, I don't think so. As we look at nature and its microscopic genius, it has to point to a master designer. Othmar had to design that bridge to bring it into being. The spider designed that web. Who designed Othmar? Who designed the spider? Someone had to design creation. It is so loaded with microscopic ingenious. In the ancient scriptures, we're given insight into our Creator at work. In the book of Job, God challenged Job about creation and said, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place? Say if you have wisdom." Wow. All I can do is get on my knees and say, "Yes, you are God." I'm Aaron Wright.